Hull FC with black socks, black shorts, the white top with the black V in Huddersfield. I don't know about your fashion sense, Danny. That Huddersfield kit is at my liking. I'm not so sure of even of the colour. A light blue, shall we say? A powder blue. Is that the right?
Baby blue, I think.
Baby blue.
Definitely not my colour.
Baby blue. The game is underway. The pass is to Bowden. Bowden has to almost stop his run, but then he gets his momentum. He's over the line. That's a quality try from Bowden. Standing start. Wasn't the best pass, but he's big enough and strong enough to crash over the line. We've been playing 5.5 minutes. Hull lead. Bowden with the try.
Yeah, strong finish by Bowden, but Huddersfield will be disappointed with that defence there. You can't have two middle defenders struggling to bring him down, especially in your own 5 yard there. You've got to get off the line and shut the play down.
Right in front, the try was from Bowden under the post. Mark Snead doesn't miss those, and he didn't miss it, so 6-0. And to Rapira links with Brough. Little short pass on his outside, that's great play from Huddersfield. After no chance of a double movement, momentum taking him over there. I think it's Wardle with the carry. I'm not 100% sure of that, but Brough just went to the line, popped it to his right-hand side, and Huddersfield are right back in the game.
It's just a great line by Joe Wardle. You see normally people hitting the angle coming on the inside, but he's just shaped out, and Brough's popped in the ball, and it's just a one-on-one near the line, and he's an hard man to stop, is Joe Wardle.
Right-hand side of the post, as we look at it, just bangs over the extra, so we're all square after 12 minutes. As Murphy gets the pass away to Ormsby, real good opportunity, draws the fullback, Murphy's back inside, Huddersfield take the lead. That's a quality rugby league try. Aaron Murphy heavily involved, made the break initially, popped the pass to Ormsby, stopped, supported on the inside, got the follow-up pass when he drew the fullback shawl, and he just scoots in to score the try. It's all, let's see, 6, Huddersfield 10, Aaron Murphy with the try. We forget that Danny Brough wastes no time, don't we? He puts the ball on the tee, takes 2 steps back and boots it over, and he has done there. So Huddersfield were 6 points behind and now 6 points in front. The game has really turned on its head. Now Hull FC, can they get back into the game? Down the short side goes Watts. Brilliant dummy from Watts. Straight through. How about that from a front rower? That skills of a halfback. Watts just threw the dummy, stepped off his left peg, went straight through the hole. Too big, too strong, crashes over. Hull FC right back into it. It's Hull FC 10, Huddersfield 12.
What a play by Liam Watts on his 100th game. I think that'll be the first time he's done that in them 100 games. Great play by Liam Watts, and gets Hull right back in it after they looked like they were struggling. And this game's just a seesaw at the moment.
Weirdest style in the world, runs away from the sticks, then comes round the corner at the last minute. If it works, don't fix it, and it's 12 all. Snead with the conversion.
Yeah, that's it. We've got two different kicking styles on today. Snead takes his time a little bit, but back to goal, and Brophy just puts it down and hammers it. Two great kickers.
Go to that man, Snead. Little kick back in behind for Shaw. Yeah. That's magical. That's absolutely magical from Hull FC. That's a planned play. Hull FC knew it. Shaw knew it. Snead put the ball exactly where he wanted it to be, and Shaw has got the pace to get there. Brilliant try from Hull FC. It's Hull FC 16, Huddersfield 12.
Very smart play there by Snead, and Brilliant's gone really early, and all Snead's done is kick the ball behind Earl Crabtree, who he knows isn't going to win a foot race with Jamie Shaw, and Shaw's read it like a book and got there first and tried to Hull FC back in front.
Middle of the sticks, and Hull FC back in this seesawing game. We're 6 points in front, then we're 6 points behind, back 6 points in front again. Big 7 minutes before the break, Danny. Little dummy from them as Brough this time goes out the line, pushes away Shaw. He's got over the line. Can he get the ball down? He has.
What a try.
That's a quality try. We've seen one at the other end, where, you know, with big and strong running from Bowden early doors. Danny Brough's a halfback, and he's just pushed away Jamie Shaw, pushed away to others. Seeker Manu left on his backside, and he gets the ball, I think, Danny, behind his head to put the ball down. It's Hull FC 18, Huddersfield 16.
That is a ridiculous try. For a halfback to do that, and we said Danny Brough seems to bring an extra 10% when he plays here at Hull, and he's just taking it on his own shoulders there to score the try for his team. And what a great job. He's, as you said, he's palmed Jamie Shaw straight off and then carried three men over,
and he's missed the kick. He's missed the kick. He has a bite of his top and a bit frustrated with that. So it's 18-16, and the hooter sounds. It's been a decent first half, Danny. We've seesawed a little bit to and fro, but it's certainly kept us watching, and there's certainly something to come back for in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Great first half. Both teams showing real fight and togetherness and wanting to get the win.
Now it's to Snead. Little kick in behind. Who's first to react?
Try.
It's Danny Houghton. Super try from the black and white. And again, Danny Kerman talked about it just after half-time. Who would get the better? Would it be Snead? Would it be Brough? First points go the way of Mark Snead. Brilliant kick in behind. Danny Houghton read it spectacularly well. Hull FC increased the lead. It's Hull FC 22, Huddersfield 16.
And look at the body language of the Hull players here, the Huddersfield players, sorry. They're looking round. They don't believe it's a try and puts the little kick through. And I think Danny Brough might have been simbined here.
Yeah, simbined him, yeah. Danny Brough in the bin. Massive part of the game now, Danny.
Yeah, we said it were important. How will the team react if one of the others score? And Danny Brough obviously has shown his frustration to Robert Hicks.
Sneed, he adds the extras, puts them further in front. Talanoa to Norton. Norton, can he get away from Cudjoe? Yes, he can. He's got support on the inside from Jamie Shaw. Shut the gate. Jamie Shaw's in for his second try of the game, and Hull FC stretch that lead to 12 points now. Quality player from the black and white. Just made the extra man on the outside. Norton's got plenty of pace. Jamie Shaw's got bags of pace. He finishes it off. It's Hull FC 28, Huddersfield 16. Sneed looking to add the extras. Does add the extras. It's 30 points to 16. 14 points. Huge, huge hill for Huddersfield to get back into this one now, Donny.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them now. And you can see the body language just with running back. The wind's gone out of their sails a little bit, hasn't it?
Down free again to Norton. Norton's going to do well, great, to stay in the field of play. Norton's done better than that. He's gone the outside of McGilvery, on the outside of Wardle. Scores the try in the corner. That's a quality finish from a winger playing with lots and lots of confidence. It's Hull FC 34, Huddersfield 14.
Yeah, what a finish that is. It's not anyone that is going up against there. It's Jermaine McGilvery. And as we've said, he's been one of the informed wingers in the competition, still playing in a losing team. And Norton's a scorer, put the footwork on him.
Doesn't matter how strange it is, it's what happens at the end that counts. Touch judges, flags go up. Hull FC 36. It's into the arms of McGilvery. McGilvery steps one, goes at Sneed again. Sneed tries to bring him down, but McGilvery's too big and too strong. He's over the line. And Huddersfield, it's a long, long way to get back into this game, but every comeback's got to start somewhere. It's Hull FC 36, Huddersfield 20.
Yeah, and there you see a man who's not giving in, Jermaine McGilvery. He's carried one of the Hull defenders about 15 yards there on his back, hanging off him. And
misses the conversion, that doesn't help. Still 16 points. Three tries regardless, wasn't it? So, you know, the Hull FC fans give him the bird. Back to Sneed for the drop goal. There is the 1 point from Mark Sneed. Super game management, doesn't really alter anything, just puts Hull another point in front, and that'll probably be the final action of the game. We've got 13 seconds left. Can't see Huddersfield wanting to restart the game, and it's Hull. Got to say, Danny, Hull job well done.
Yeah, definitely. I think great deal of fight shown by Huddersfield. They've come here to get the 2 points, no doubt about that tonight, and they have tried really hard, but Hull have been thoroughly professional. I've been impressed by the way they've gone about the game.
Final score here, 37 points to 20.